You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. Here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hour two of, we'll call this Elvis and the Mayor. How's that?
That's right. Elvis and the Mayor, man. I'm on my second cup of coffee, so I'm feeling good, man. Flavonoids.
Kind of cut in front of me with the coffee line, too.
That's not very strong for Elvis, you know? Coffee was a depressant for him.
Oh, right. You're right. That gave us some Demerol, man. Thank you very much.
We've got a great lineup today, and we're going to talk in this next segment to Amanda Johnson. The Hull Community Resource Centers, you know, in Green Bay, and really throughout our listening area, these resource centers are just a great asset to the community. And I don't know that people, they drive by it, they see the sign, but, and Amanda, introduce your guest as well, but
yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'm Amanda, I'm the executive director of the Hull Community Resource Center, and sitting next to me in the penguin costume is my assistant executive director, Maddie.
Good morning.
All right, Maddie.
And we're here, so the Hull Community Resource Center has been around for about 30 years, and our real mission is to ensure that all families in Brown County and their children are safe, healthy, and ready for academic and life success. And we do that through various programs at the Resource Center. We have a pretty intensive home visitation program that walks alongside families in their parenting journey, bringing them information, support, and services. We have a hygiene hub that's accessible to all Brown County school social workers to come in and get hygiene needs met for all of the students in Brown County. We also have the Dolly Parton's Imagination Library, which provides...
They've been on. That's absolutely. That is a great, great program.
Yeah, so we are the, I guess you could say, the sponsors of that. Mm-hmm. We have a generous funding from the George Kress Foundation that allows us to give a free book to children 0 to 5 in zip codes 54301, 54302. And we're anxiously growing that and wanting to get that countywide. We also have parenting cafes, parenting programs, play groups, and then we also support the Hull Community School. So some of our programs are specifically for Hull schools, such as mental health and the SNAC program. The rest of our programs are all for Brown County.
And I've been there many times and pretty familiar with your program. This is just, it's great for, and it's for anyone.
It's for anyone in Brown County.
But
correct.
You move into a community and you have some transient, we have families that move
absolutely
in and some of them move out. And there's nothing more important than their kids.
Absolutely.
I don't care what demographic you come from, what your income level is. I mean, then the truth comes out in your kids, you know. It's like, and a lot of people don't know some of the things that you teach there at the Resource Center. And they don't know the connectivity of Green Bay, which is great once you learn it. I mean, there's everything from dental to, like you said, mental health to, you know, just if money's tight, the hygiene products. It's just teaching. There's some cooking things that you've done there too, which has been a lot of fun.
So. Yeah, it's been a long 30 years. There's been a lot that we've done in that time. And we're always growing. We're always looking. And that's one of the reasons why, you know, the fact that we're in Give Big this year, and what that is and what that would mean for organizations like ours as well as other organizations in it.
I'm excited to hear more about the Give Big Green Bay. But you helped my family when I was first starting out with my family. So I would just want to thank you.
Wow.
For what? Yeah,
thank
you. Back in the day.
That's cool.
I didn't have that boatload of cash like I did. No, I'm just kidding. No, it was starting out as a young family. They helped.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so awesome. I have a deep, deep, deep feeling. Now, do you offer bilingual?
We do. Also? We have one of our staff is bilingual, mm-hmm. And so we offer those services as well. And then all of our staff is just you know, in light of all kinds of different things going on, the rest of our staff is actually getting trained and learning it ourselves,
sure,
just to be able to have that basic knowledge so that we can really, truly serve our families.
And we're here talking about the Hull Resource Center, which is right on Monroe, right next to the Shell gas station. I think a lot of people, it's right next to Hull School.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Right there. Although, are there other ones in community? Do you know, Could you speak to Oshkosh or Appleton?
Yeah, no. So that actually, it's really interesting you say that. There is one, I believe, opening up in the Appleton area.
Right.
And so there, you know, there are other communities. There's a very, very thriving one in Milwaukee that even does even, I think, really, truly. Our goal eventually with Community Resource Center is to really open it up as far as like you can come there, you can hang out, you can, you know, that kind of thing. Whereas right now it's a lot of resources and things like that. So yeah, they're thriving all over the country. The concept of the Family Resource Center is really growing and supporting those families.
Yeah. So I grew up in Two Rivers. We called that the community house.
Yep.
And we would go hang out there all the time. They had billiards. They had bowling. And
very cool.
It just had activities for kids, and that's where my parents, you knew you were safe there, and it was...
Absolutely.
Just okay, so the Howe Resource Center, how are you funded? I want to get to how we can help you, but...
Yeah, so some of our funding does come from a federal grant for our home visitation program. That accounts for maybe 30% of our funding, and the rest is all our... putting our feet on the ground, wonderful support systems, grants, foundations, individual donors.
Scavenger hunt,
the Rally for a Reason, which we'll be back to talk about in May.
Yeah, that was a fun thing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people like to give money, but it's nice to give money and have some fun with it too, right?
So as you can see with Maddie being in the penguin suit, I think we might have earned the title of being like the most, one of the more out of the box thinking nonprofits in terms of crazy things we do that are insane. And, we love galas. We go to them. We support other nonprofits, but our Rally for a Reason was really a fun way to raise money and involve families and kids in that as well.
So Amanda, let's talk about the penguin.
Hey, I know.
Yeah, we gotta talk about the penguin in the room.
I mean, here you are, Maddie, at 7 in the morning in a penguin costume. I'm assuming your job description was and all other things assigned by your manager.
Basically, yes.
Yeah. Welcome.
Thank you. Yeah, I got stuck behind a train this morning, just sitting in my penguin costume. So that felt kind of silly, for sure.
Look at the girl with the penguin.
I was like, please nobody look at me.
Yeah,
But I'm in the penguin costume to kick off our Give Big in the Igloo, which is our 24-hour event that we are doing to celebrate Give Big Green Bay 2025. It is all igloo, icy cold themed. So today I am sporting the penguin costume. So I waddled right in.
So when is this and what's going on? Yeah.
Yeah. So it kicks off on Wednesday, February 19th at noon. And then it wraps up on February 20th at noon. So it's full 24 hours.
And where's the igloo? Is it in front of Howe?
Yeah, no, it's not. So this is all part of Give Big Green Bay, which everyone, Jim, I'll let you kind of maybe talk about that a little bit. It's a 24-hour giving program where 50 nonprofits in our area are in it. And it's an opportunity for those 50 nonprofits to shine for 24 hours and get donations that are then proportionately matched by a general match fund provided through the Green Bay Packers, Greater Green Bay Community Foundation, and other donors. And we were lucky enough this year to be selected. And so from that, we decided the last time we were in, we did a 24-hour live on Facebook. We stayed up all night. That is not required as part of Give Big. Let me make that clear.
Or in my job description.
And I told my staff said, are we going to ever do that again? And I said, oh, yeah, we probably will do that again and then some. So we are really lucky to be partnered with Zimbaldi's.
Yes.
So when you drive by, I know, Jim, you did guest bartending there for the Alzheimer's Association, near and dear to my heart. My mom has that. We love Abby and the crew there.
Oh, man.
And we found out we were in Give Big, and she was my first email. And I said, hey, Abby, could we take your igloo for 24 hours? And she said, I'm in. So we're going to be live in the igloo. Go ahead, Jim.
Right on Webster Avenue.
Right on Webster Avenue.
That's out there now.
It's out there now.
Okay.
Yep.
I think a lot of people, I just want to remind people, that's...
Yeah.
And how does it work? So are you going to be there in 24 hours? Are you going to be in there?
We're all going to be there 24 hours. So the way that it's going to work.
Beer there, Frank. She's in some balls.
Yeah.
I'll bring some fish for the penguin.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So the way that it works is essentially starting on the 19th at 12, we will enter the igloo. We wanted this as an opportunity to get all of the nonprofits involved. So we invited all other 49 of them. The first thing that's happening is every 20 minutes in the igloo, a different nonprofit will be in our igloo. with that being Facebook Live on our Facebook Howe Community Resource Center. And then starting at 3 o'clock when Zimbaldi's actually opens, we'll have nonprofit bartenders who will be like you and John did. They'll be bartending for tips for their respective organizations.
Great.
And then at 10 p.m., we're doing the Executive Director IC Challenge. So what's going to happen is 8 to 9 executive directors are going to enter the igloo, and they cannot leave the igloo until their organization has raised $1,000 between the hours of 10 and 5 a.m.
Kind of like the lockup thing. I remember
doing
the jail.
Remember
the jail?
At the jail, we could go to the bathroom.
You can't.
So
it costs you $1,000.
So that's hence the penguin and the icy.
That's
awesome. And then the other event going on that I really want to call attention to is Gallagher's Pizza has been incredibly generous with us to donate all sales of their pizzas, $2 off of. From $2 of their pizzas that are sold.
Great. We're talking, I just want to say, this is absolutely so exciting, and I know you have a lot more to talk about. I just want to, we're talking with Maddie Prales and Amanda Johnson. Howe Community Resource Center, Give Big Green Bay, and I just want to underscore how important Give Big Green Bay is. One is it calls attention to 50 nonprofits. Now, many, many more apply.
Correct. There was over 130 this year.
But you only do so much, right?
Right.
And then people are going to call and pledge money to you, and then that money is matched proportionately from a $500,000 fund out there. You're making it fun, like really fun. So, Maddie, you're going to be in this igloo.
Yes.
On Monroe. No, Webster, I mean. Webster, in front of Zimbaldi's.
Yes.
Okay. And next to Zimbaldi's is Godfather's.
Which Gallagher's.
Gallagher's. Yeah.
I said that twice. Right?
It's all good. Gallagher's.
What else did I say?
You told us a story.
That is my favorite. The Meat Lovers Pizza, Speed Dial. I love those guys. Tell us how the Gallagher's fits into all this.
Yeah, of course. So they are located next to Zimbaldi Beer. And they have so generously offered to donate $2 for every pizza bought on Wednesday, February 19th. And those funds are actually going to support the general fund. So the general fund part of Give Big Green Bay is at the end of it dispersed out amongst all 50 nonprofits. So this is actually an opportunity to support everyone in Give Big. So yeah, we're really, really excited.
Can I order pizzas beforehand and then pay that day?
I don't know.
Is that kind of a thing?
I don't think they have a charge account.
No, they're not out there. I tell you what, they do a lot of pizzas. So they do.
Yeah. That is one of my favorites. All right, Maddie, stick around. Amanda, we're going to talk a little bit more about Howe Community Resource Center, especially Give Big Green Bay, which is coming up. What is that? That's next Wednesday.
Yeah, a week from today.
A week from today. Wow, that's going to be fun. So save your money. We got to donate to you guys, and it's matched. And all right, we're going to be right back. This is Elvis and the Mayor.
Sounds fun. Deep inside your heart, always searching for the real thing. Living like it's far away. Just leave all the madness in yesterday. You're holding the key.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
We are talking about a great event coming up here in Green Bay, and we are joined by Amanda Johnson and Maddie.
Maddie, did you bring pizza? Gallagher's pizza.
It's a little early.
My stomach just started grumbling.
It's never too early for pizza. Okay. No. Remember in college, you wake up, what's the first thing you had? Pizza, right? And at least I did.
I had a Tito's cocktail. Yeah. No, I didn't.
I was better than
that. Or Zimbaldi beer.
But we have on the 19th, and I want everybody listening now to circle your calendars or put something in your phone. The 19th is a big day in our community. It's Give Big Green Bay, and it's where there's a lot of nonprofits, a lot of people just trying to do good for our community. 50 of them get selected. And I know a number of people who called and like, how come I didn't get selected? And that's not my decision, but maybe next year. There's just a lot of good nonprofits here. 50 of them are selected, and they're going to raise money on the 19th for 24 hours from noon on the 19th to noon on the 20th. So call in $50, $100, $200. It gets matched by a very generous grant from a couple organizations. It doesn't get matched dollar for dollar.
It does not, percent-wise. Correct. It's a proportional match.
Right. Mm. Okay. So you're doing something very special because it's a little competitive. There's 50 people out there and you kind of want the light shined on you. So Maddie is going to be, tell us again, Maddie, what you'll be doing that day so we can beep the horn and stop.
Yeah. Playing. Yeah. So we are going to have a Give Big in the Igloo 24-hour event. We will be live streaming the entire event. It'll be taking place in the Igloo outside of Zimbaldi Beer. And during that time, we actually invited all other nonprofits to participate. And so for every 20 minutes, they will be coming into the Igloo and we will be chatting with them, learning about their mission. So we're really, really excited to learn more about the rest of them.
Yeah, we wanted to give all of the nonprofits a chance. You know, with 50 of us, not all the nonprofits in this Give Big this year have the capacity to do something like this.
No, they don't.
Mm-hmm. You know, you're talking this year alone, there were 16 new nonprofits that had never been in Give Big before. And so nonprofits like the Mandolin Foundation, there's other nonprofits of Desert Veterans of Wisconsin that, you know, Maddie and I had never even heard of. And so we wanted an opportunity for the community to be able to have one event. And not that there aren't other events. So you can go on Facebook and look up Give Big Green Bay, and there are a couple other events going on. But we wanted an opportunity for everyone to be able to go to one place and learn about all of the different nonprofits. And so I think we successfully and creatively, check back with us at 1 a.m. on the 19th in the frozen igloo. But and like I said before, Zimbaldi's stepped up immensely, and Gallagher's as well.
You know, Give Back Green Bay, it creates a forum for these nonprofits to create an event.
It does.
And you have to work.
It does.
You have to create those funds and then they're matched. It's really a cool
thing. And something to remember is many of these are volunteer led. We are not, full disclosure, we are paid salary, but some of these nonprofits that are in this organization, in this event, are all volunteer led. And so get out to givebiggreenbay.org. That's where all the platforms are. Yep. That's where you can click on any of the nonprofits and it tells you their story. It gives you some of their needs. Get out there, whether it's kids is your passion, dogs, humane societies in it.
Homeless.
So people experiencing homeless. Every arts and culture, all kinds of different organizations representing the true fabric of our nonprofit world.
So, and Amanda, you're the director at the Hulk Community Resource Center, along with Maddie.
Yeah.
But I just want to tell our listeners that, you know, sometimes people are like, oh, the city, this is going to Hades or this isn't working. Read that list. And you live in you're so blessed to live in a community that gives
help. Oh.
There's 50 and you can learn about them. Oh. Like, I didn't even know we had that. Like, we're doing a thing for just dog adoption.
Yep.
And
yep.
That's just a lot of volunteers that want to get these rescue dogs and they want to get them into good homes and they vet the people to make sure the dog, and that's pales in comparison to what you do, but it's just something that we have in our community that I think if people are interested, they can join.
Absolutely. And I think I would challenge a little bit that even, you know, dog rescue and things like that all contributes to the greater good of this community, right?
It does.
And so there's that quote by Fred Rogers that says, when something bad happens, find the good, right? Find the helpers. And this gives you an opportunity to see 50 helpers all at one time, right? And we're representing multiple different organizations, multiple different causes. There's a cause for everyone. Not everyone's into dogs. Not everyone's in, and not that you're not into helping people, but there might be something else that you're really passionate about. I guarantee you, you're going to find an organization.
This might be a dumb question, but do you have those little codes that you can just put your phone in and donate to?
You
each,
can text
each?
To give. Yep.
You can
so
text.
If you go on, if you go on givebiggreenbay.org, that text to give number will be on there.
And you can pick which one.
Yep. Right. You can absolutely pick which one,
That
or you can
easy.
Choose to donate to the general match. Like that's what Gallagher's is. We were really intent when we looked into Gallagher's, we didn't want to just help Howe Community Resource Center. We could have, you know, but we didn't. We said, no, we want to support the general match. And and we wanted to give a passive way for people to be able to support that maybe can't get out or it's too cold to get out. This way, all you have to do is order a pizza.
Boom.
Right. And it's all four locations, which I have to give a quick shout out to Chad. He, when I first met him, all I asked for was one pizza at Gallagher's on Webster Avenue to be called and to get a dollar from every pizza sold. And he looked at me and said, I'll do all pizzas, all locations, and I'll do $2 per pizza. So you know what?
Right.
That's
Shut
the fabric
up
of our
to Gallagher's.
Community.
That's so awesome. Yeah. And that just speaks to our community. And,
absolutely.
And we can start giving at noon on the 19th.
Noon on the 19th.
So just put it on your calendar. Send your partner a text and say, remind me we have to do this on that day because that's
And it is web-based. So you go on givebiggreenbay.org. That's where you give it. Super easy. Multiple ways to accept payment on there.
And then I want to know, I know givebiggreenbay.org.
Yep.
That's where we can start. Or you've got, tell me about the Facebook where we can learn through the.
Yeah. So on our Facebook, especially Howe Community Resource Center, we have all of our events out there. But if you go on social media in general and do the hashtag GiveBigGreenBay, it will show you every other Facebook post about GiveBigGreenBay. Yeah. So other organizations, things like that.
I just thank you for doing this.
Hey, on a side note, Dr. Gallagher of the Gallagher Pizza delivered my oldest boy. Isn't that crazy? He's this obstetrician. You know,
he delivered my youngest daughter.
He did.
There's
a tie-in everywhere. There's a tie-in everywhere.
This community is so welcoming.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, they got the pizza guy delivered
babies. Degrees of Kevin Bacon or something. Like, we're all going to eventually be related.
6 degrees separated.
Right, it is. Yes. Well, thank you for what you're doing.
Yeah,
Give Big Green Bay the 19th and the Howe Resource Center. Just thank you for what you're doing.
Thank you.
We got Mr. Rogers thanking you, too.
Oh, there we go.
All right.
Be the helper.
We're going to be right back. It's Frank and the Mayor.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day.
For WGBW and WISS News, I'm Lisa Hale. The City of Green Bay and C. Rice have devised a plan to move the massive coal piles on Mason Street to the former J.P. Pulliam Generation Station, freeing up the waterfront property for redevelopment for commercial, restaurant, and other downtown-friendly development. While these two entities agree, everything hinges on whether Brown County and C. Rice can come together on a use for the Pulliam plant site. The city's redevelopment authority recommends that the Common Council approve the memo of understanding with C. Rice at its March 4th meeting. A Wisconsin couple is suing Walgreens over their son's asthma death. Shannon and William Schmidtneck's 22-year-old son Cole died in January of last year. According to the lawsuit, their son stopped at a Walgreens pharmacy in Appleton and was told that the price of his inhaler had jumped from $66 to $539 out of pocket. He left the pharmacy without the medication and tried to manage his condition with a rescue inhaler. The lawsuit says he suffered a fatal asthma attack a few days later. The couple alleges Optum Rx violated Wisconsin law by raising the cost of the medication without a valid medical reason and failed to notify their son so that he could talk to his doctor about alternatives. The City of Green Bay will receive over $3.9 million to replace three buses in its transit system. The money comes from fines collected from Volkswagen for cheating on emissions tests in the 2010s. The new buses will replace old, energy-inefficient buses using the funding from the State of Wisconsin Transit Capital Assistance Grant Program. The program is funded through a court settlement resulting from Volkswagen violating the Federal Clean Air Act. Janesville, Wausau, and Beloit will share in the $11.8 million in grants announced this week. I'm Lisa Hale for WGBW and WISS News. For news anytime, visit civicmedia.us.
Take Mino and the Mayor with you anywhere. Download the Civic Media app today from the Apple Store or Google Play Store and text the studio directly, all from the Civic Media app. Download it today. Now, once again, here's Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody, to Frank Hermans and Jim Schmidt, because Johnny's off today. This is one of our favorite segments of the week, and it's where we bring in two community-minded people. We talk about the community, but we really talk about the real estate in the community, which is always interesting on so many levels. Ben Indiana Melcor, before we get into the real estate, you guys have a little bit of an announcement I want to share with our listeners. I kind of said something this morning that, I mean, obviously you were coming in.
Yeah.
And I said, they have an announcement to share with us. So
yeah. Well, I'm glad you knew we were coming in because my coffee was not ready when I got here.
Oh, yes. God.
All right.
Yes. Usually each bean is hand-selected.
Wait. Yeah. Who's the new guy?
Ryan did not have her coffee. It wasn't
Todd. Todd's the man.
You know,
so,
right?
Okay.
Yeah, so we've started a new branch office. This is so exciting. I don't even know if I can get it out. It's called The Collective, and it's still a Berkshire Hathaway-based real estate group, and we are going to be on Main Street in Old Town Square.
Great
area. Yeah, so we just started moving in this week. So after a couple weeks of a little, excuse our dust kind of thing, we should be up and running. So yeah, so it's Berkshire Hathaway Home Services, Metro Realty, The Collective.
The Collective.
Yep, yeah. Serving all of Northeast Wisconsin and Door County.
You know, I heard a rumor about this already.
You did? Oh,
yes, I'm sorry to say that. I was waiting for you to say it.
Frank, you know everything.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah.
That is kind of true. That is kind of true.
Hey, I want to ask, moving with the Melcors, is that trademarked?
No, but should.
Like three-peat. Yeah. I want to trademark that.
That came from trying to find names to come on the show. We really felt like it should be the Melcors with Mino and the Mayor.
Okay.
You know, like our name should come first.
Yeah.
But
we're top billing.
But
top billing.
Just for the record.
I'm okay with that, by the way. I'm good with that.
Okay. Well, I mean, we just were discussing, is Mino ever here?
Yeah. Ouch.
I did, though, on moving with the Melcors. I put a little TM behind
it.
So,
I just did it right.
Did you do that?
Yeah.
Said, if the judge says, when did you document it? It's like, hey, Your right Honor, there. In case anybody tries to move in on our turf.
Yeah.
Is anyone a notary? Any notary?
I feel like we got to race home and do that now.
So what's a landmark next to your place that people would know? I mean, I know where it is, but.
You know, there's a Mint salon. It's right across the street from the Cock and Bull.
So all right,
a lot
so that's
yeah, yeah. If you know the Cock and Bull, it's directly across the street.
Yeah, we're right on, kind of if you're heading out, east, we're going to be on your right-hand side. You park behind the building.
It's great parking. It's, you need the elevator to go to your place? Where are you at?
You can take it. You kind of have to do a little roundabout way. We have direct stairs. We're on the second floor.
That's
you can come up the back or you can come in the front.
And shout out to the Mint salon.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Yeah. They did a good job over there.
And for the old timers out there, it's, the old Johnson Fish company, Trutman Hardware was in there. I think the Sleep Shop was in there too.
Yeah.
It's so funny you bring that up because I was at Trutman Hardware, their closeout, and I bought a bunch of stuff from there.
Isn't that something? That place was
building.
Amazing.
I went through all those little alley. Little rooms are still. Yeah. Wow.
We're going to see it at your next rummage sale. Did you use any of it?
I use them for props.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Oh, yeah. That is beautiful.
The Collective. That's an awesome name.
Thank you. Yeah.
I guess it's encompassing.
We really wanted something because it is really just, our intention with it is just experienced agents who know what they're doing, all working kind of together to help us grow our business, be better for our clients. So it's not a team. It's not like it's our team. It's just all individual agents that are, a place for them to come and grow.
Yep.
And what I like about your concept is people want experience. Everybody knows a realtor, right? Your brother-in-law, your sister-in-law, your neighbor, and they sell one or two houses a year. They're nice people. They need the money, maybe.
Yeah.
Right.
But it's a big deal. It's the biggest investment you're going to make in your life, probably. And to go where it's experience and you bring that to the party. And the other thing I really like about you guys is how rooted you are in Door County and Northeast Wisconsin. You kind of... Your families have been around.
Yeah, for a long, long time. Yeah. Yeah. Families in the north side of town and then Southern Door as well. Mm-hmm. So
So here we are in February, probably not the hottest time for real estate, but there's stuff going on. And if I had to make an observation about real estate more nationally than locally, is that it kind of is what it is.
Yeah. It is what it is. And kind of what we talked about right before we got on the air is I do think it people have calmed down a little bit. You know, we're starting to see kind of this pickup. We're getting a lot of phone calls from people who want to, you know, get their home ready to sell. And we've got buyers reaching back out. You know, they're ready to start looking. They want to get going again with their MLS feeds. And
We were so panicked and so worried that if I buy it now, is it going to, some people thought it was going to go down, but I don't think real estate has a big history of going down.
No.
But will the interest rates go down? I think kept some people at bay. And it just sounds like, you know, I don't know. I mean, people, politicians say stuff, but I just think we're going to be in this realm for a couple of years.
Yeah.
And so if you want to do it, call the Melcors.
Yeah, that's right.
The collective.
Give us a call. Yeah.
Let's talk about inventory though. Are you guys building inventory or are you finding inventory? That is everybody's question.
Yeah. I know, right? You know? It's hard. You know, we're starting to get more calls. So I do think, and this might be more of a question for you, but I do think we're going to start seeing inventory levels go up a little bit. Right. I feel like we've taken on a lot more calls than we did last year around this time. So people are really starting to think about getting their home on the market.
They are. They're thinking about getting their home on the market. You know, in this area, it's such a state of mind. You know, because we always look outside and here we are, we're expecting snow again today. Our winter was kind of late, you know, here. So I'll be curious and the phone will just be ringing off the hook that first day that we get like a 55 degree day. And
now
but yeah, people are, you know, those who are live by the Cub Scout motto, be prepared. Yeah. They're reaching out now and they're saying, hey, can you get me the value on my home? I want to hit the market running. You know, come March, April.
When we hit that 50, 60.
You mean so when it snows, they don't want to see the home that day when it snows? Isn't that usually what happens? Or Sunday night? Or, isn't that what happens to you guys?
All the time.
So Ben and Deanna Melcor, has your contact information changed? I want to make sure our listeners have that. Is it still the same?
Okay. Yep. Everything is still the same. So you can call, it's 920-495-7653.
You nailed it with
cell phones. You're not dialing that in anymore. And then our emails to get a hold of Ben is just benmelcor@gmail.com. You might get me, you might get him. You never know who's going to reply.
You never know.
And then his website is just benmelcor.com.
All right.
Yeah,
that's great.
Everything's the same.
And you have your listings on there. Do you have a couple new listings you want to share with our listeners? Or what do you have? Frank talked about inventory. What's new and exciting?
You go ahead. We got one coming up this week.
Yeah, we do. We've got one coming up this week. So last week, Deanna and I were kind of driving all over the state. We were down in kind of the Coloma, Adams Friendship area. We've got a nice waterfront property right on Pleasant Lake, which is in, what is that? That is in Coloma.
That's Coloma
itself.
Yeah.
That's in Coloma itself. Beautiful lake.
Wow.
Great pan fishing. And then we're going to have one down the road from there as well. A nice kind of new construction. We've got the old Bertrand Sporting Goods up for sale.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah. Right?
I mean, that area goes in that building. I actually looked at that building years ago. And boy, that's a nice property.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is. And did you look at it for Let Me Be Frank?
I did. This is when I was buying a building.
Not too far was the Cup of Joy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that district would like to be an entertainment arts district.
Absolutely.
Tarl from the Tarleton is coming on our show. And he's really working hard on that. Frank and him are really
good
friends.
I looked at his property too and he got that before
me. Oh, did you really?
We were just there. What was it? Saturday? The snow.
That would have been Saturday.
They had their 100th anniversary. It was amazing. Of course, you know, a lot of people didn't make it because of the snow. Right. So we're right across the river. So we could have put on our snowshoes and walked if we wanted to. But we were there. It was fantastic.
Where are your snowshoes?
Yeah,
I don't have any. Where are you?
I don't have any.
Her snowshoes have 3-inch heels over here.
I know.
They really get into the ice.
No spikes. No spikes. All right. So, are these places that you have listed? Is that like a retirement home? Is that a second home? Is that a cottage? What would these be used for? Would you say Coloma?
You know what? I can tell you the family that owns it now uses it for their lake home. So it's their second home. It's their place to go and just unwind. It's beautiful. It's laid out really nice. It's not overwhelming where you've got to go in and do a ton of cleaning.
And How far is it? Like an hour?
It's just a little over an hour and a half, maybe an hour and 45 minutes.
Columbus is so beautiful, it doesn't matter. Gorgeous area.
Yeah. But Frank, what I was going to say, when we did that research on a second place, that you really don't want that 3.5 hour drive. Oh. You know what I mean? Because you get home Friday, you're kind of burned out.
It's amazing how many people do.
But ours is an hour, and I think hour a little over that. But that sounds very reasonable. Hour and a half, you're there, and you're really disconnected from where you were.
And then the other one in Adams Friendship. It is. It's actually a manufactured home, probably more of either a second home if you really love nature. It's not on the lake, or maybe a first-time home buyer. It's actually really nice.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. It's kind of land. Is there land involved with it, or just?
It's a half.
Yeah, there's some over. It's over an acre. Okay. I'd have to look back, but it is. It's over an acre, very rustic. Yeah.
Frank's got 8 kids. He's looking for a getaway.
I need expansion.
Yes.
Talking about, with the Malcors here, do you specialize in residential or do you specialize in commercial or everything?
Really, our specialty is residential.
It's residential.
But we've done enough commercial. We're not big into doing any leasing of commercial.
Right.
Now, we dabble in it. We have it. It's something that's, part of Ben's wheelhouse for sure, but it's just not something we do every day. Yeah. But we do a lot of real estate commercial sales.
And that Bertrand's, it only takes one buyer. I mean, you hear that all the time, but it just...
Yeah,
people sometimes don't know. They haven't been there in a while.
Yeah.
But that building's in good shape, too.
The space is amazing.
Yeah, a lot of room there.
Yeah. You don't realize it until you go in when it's all empty.
Right.
I bought all my sporting goods there back.
Oh, yeah.
I still have cups from there from playing football.
That's great.
Wow. Thank you for sharing that.
Yeah. So, cups I just have it.
Yeah, thank you. Did you autograph those?
Yeah.
But Bertrand's, do you remember when Uggs were like the thing?
Yeah.
And I had 3 daughters and I couldn't find them anywhere.
There.
They had them.
They had them. Nice.
I did.
Nice.
Yeah. I'm like, thank you, God. I know. Hey, stick around. I want to talk a little bit more about some of your listings, and then I just want to touch on interest rates. I just need your opinion on
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely.
All right, we're going to be right back. We are with Frank Hermans and Jim Schmidt. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us. In the middle of our
street, our house. In the middle of our street. He doesn't
so
miss
good
a,
with
he
music.
Is. I know. Yes.
All right. Thank you, Todd. Our house.
Do you sell any in the middle of our street, by the way? Any of our houses?
I want to talk about the market. And I know it fluctuates, but it seems like it's getting some stability right now. You want to comment on the interest rates? I'd like to think that that's settling down.
Yeah, I think they're going to stay pretty static, and I think that's why our market is kind of calming a little bit, is people are realizing they're not waiting for that huge rate drop to come again.
Right.
I think they've been pretty vocal that, it may go up and down a little bit. I think it's more a little bit down by the end of the year, but not by much.
Right, yeah.
So nobody is, everybody's just kind of calmed.
Yeah.
And ready to just like, we might as well do this. We've talked about it many times.
We're post-election.
Yeah.
People are like, okay, here we go.
Super Bowl's over.
Super Bowl's over. Yeah. Yeah.
So when people are buying a house, the first thing that jumps in, especially if they're a first-time home buyer, is financing. And as you said, is it tough to get financing now? How much you're needing down? I know it depends on your credit score, what you got.
Yeah.
Do you guys supply that service or do you have someone that does that for you?
So we connect. There's a variety. And just over the years and working with a variety of different lenders, when I look for, partners, for lack of a better word, I'm looking at people who are top communicators who are going to, help and facilitate these individual clients get their ducks in a row. So I have a short list of individual mortgage lenders that I like and prefer, and I feel like they do a really, really good job.
Yeah, and we're always amazed.
you know, when we talk to some of our partners, how many programs there are.
Oh, there's a ton.
And how creative they can get with financing and how much they work, because that first time home buyer becomes their client as well. And they work really, really hard to get you in the spot that you're ready to buy. And so many of them, I know, you know, they've kind of got the, you know, a stereotype of having kind of banker's hours. These mortgage lenders, they work around the clock like we do now.
They do.
And I think you make a really good point about the programs, because we were talking earlier today with the Hull Resource Centers, how many just nonprofits there are, you know? And I want to just make the point on, you know, there's the NeighborWorks, right?
Yeah.
There's the Wonderful. Veterans Administration. Yep. There's so many things that people may not know.
And you
just introduce them. It doesn't mean they have to buy it, but it's like, I didn't know that. And it can help with the down payment. Although we talked, and I just would underscore again that if you're sitting on a little bit of money for your kids when you die, give it to them now so they can get started. I mean, it's up to you.
I hope my mom and dad are listening.
Me too.
Hey, speaking of those, I remember my first home purchase, you know, 35 years ago, and there was a program called the Fannie Mae or something
that. Fannie
Is
and
there something like that for those first-time home buyers where you don't have to have 20% down, you know?
Yeah, FHA is a big one for first-time home buyers. You know, you're usually looking at an interest rate of down payment of about 5%, sometimes even 3%.
Wow.
So, you know, you don't have to come to the table with a lot of, you know, with your wallet open, with a ton of money. So, the impetus is there is that, you know, it's for a young person. It's probably their first home. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's time to accumulate some equity. So let's cut these, we'll call them kids. Let's cut these kids a break and, you know, not nickel and dime them to death when it comes to a down payment.
But that's awesome. I want to tell you guys, because you're, you know, the best realtors. I was in Nashville, go there often, but so many people are taking their garages and building on, and I don't think that's legal here. I don't know what the zoning laws are here, but these are, and they're all Airbnb. Okay. Because there's no housing in Nashville. I mean, the downtown, it's just crazy.
It's crazy.
So, I'm when I say everybody, I'm talking over half. I mean, just it's not. Yeah. But and they build these beautiful apartments, and then of course they rent them out. And
I think they're called ADUs or something like that. Yeah, I don't really know what that stands for. Something unit.
Yeah,
dwelling.
If anybody
unit,
wants to chime in with what ADU means,
I know they're dwelling unit.
You go.
I just got it.
I think it's
TM.
I think it's I think it's a lot of dollars used. I think that could be. But they are beautiful. They're doing it right. Anyway, I just,
and there's a lot of communities that are having problems with housing,
so they're allowing that.
Yeah, they want people to add those to their property because it helps with their rentals.
Wow. Yeah. So, Door County, how's that market for you? I know you spend a lot of time up there.
We do. Yeah.
It's you know, Door County historically in the wintertime just kind of shuts
sleepy
down.
Yeah,
I mean, you could throw a stone through one of the towns or villages and not hit anyone. but you know, it'll start picking up, you know, as we get towards March and April. That whole market will really, really gear up. And as a matter of fact, I've got a property, another plug here. It's over on Silverdale Road, just down from Lake Michigan, 77 acres. It's got an old barn on it, very good shape. Big old storage building, well and septic already on the property, $799. So
wow, I see that barn as an ADU.
There
you go. I see that 70 acres as POT. Make a little
it
bit of money.
It is selling
over there.
Well.
Well, it's not legal yet, but it's, you know, I don't know if we're going to get there or not, but just thanks for what you're doing for the community.
Yeah.
And I just want to, you're also involved in a lot of charities.
Yeah.
Let's,
thank you for giving us a moment for that. Yeah. We do the CP Telethon every year. And I know Frank should be talking about this, not us. But we are going to be there on Sunday. And I think it is March 2nd. Is that what the date
is? March 2nd.
Yeah, Sunday at 9.
Okay.
We are going to be posting posting our fundraising page either today or tomorrow, so we hope to get started on it. But definitely give us a call there. It is such a worthy organization. They do amazing things.
Yes. And you know what? Really, I'm going to interview you. Just
Oh, no, right now. Oh, my gosh.
Because I got a microphone.
I'm the one who's I'm going to find
you.
Yeah, I know you do.
That's when you look like you got a phone call. Yeah.
Right over here.
Right. That's great you're doing it. I know you did. You were big on the Toys for Tots and you know, the CP Telethon. It's all good stuff. And, you know, you want to go with an experienced realtor, and you guys bring that to the table.
Thank you so much. Yeah, we love it.
Right. All right. So the collective.
The collective.
And again, I just want the email or the how to get hold
of you. Just get a hold of Ben directly at benmelkor@gmail.com.
Okay, great. All right. We're going to be right back.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.